What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
District 25 is very representative of the state of South Dakota. It has a mix of rural and metropolitan areas that can present a challenge as a legislator, but having past legislative experience and being a volunteer and active member in Chamber of Commerce activities, our before and after school programs, I've been able to work well with others to bring people together and find solutions to the problems that we face. And I think I can bring that experience to the legislature and be able to bring those two sides together.
Can you discuss a major issue or a topic you want the legislature to address?
Yes, you know, education's always been a big one, and it will continue to be in our state, but we also have a challenge with the integrity of the legislative and the judicial and the executive branch of government. For years now, groups, organizations like the Center for Public Integrity have rated our state, giving us a D or an F, and that's really not acceptable. It's something that we can change and make a difference. We seem to work on the policy where we believe we can monitor ourselves. And that self-monitoring in a perfect world would be great, but it's not a perfect world. And I think you can see that that type of culture and that self-monitoring has led to a lot of scandals in the state of South Dakota. I can think of two most recent, the Gear Up program and the EB-5 scandal, which have cost taxpayers millions of dollars in South Dakota.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with this?
If I'm elected and I go to peer, I plan on working on conflict of interest laws. I know that I can think of one example when I served about 8 years ago, we dealt with a situation in Commerce where a bill wasn't going the way the chair wanted it to go. It was a 3-3 tie, which means the bill fails. And between the special interests for that bill and the chair, they forced a member of the committee to vote on this issue. And this person had a financial interest in this bill. And I had advised this individual beforehand because he was worried about the vote. He says, this is going to affect me economically. You know, it's going to affect my pocketbook. I said, all the more reason not to vote. But they actually forced him to come into committee and vote on this bill. If you had ethics laws in place that prohibited that, that would have never have happened. And I think that those are small things that we can do to start moving in the right direction. I have fought for openness in the budget process as a former member of Appropriations. I think that we need a state budget that the people of South Dakota can take a look at and be able to access easily, which isn't the case at this point. And when they do find it, it would be impossible for them to read and decipher. And I think we need to have something simplified, something that we can go to online and download it and be able to at least understand it enough that we can ask questions of our representatives.